Now listen here. I'd like to play you this song, but shit, you gotta be quiet. Because I'm gonna try to remember something if you can do this. Back in 1967, I was hitchhiking up in Wyoming, and anyway, I was hitchhiking. It was in the summertime, and if any of you ever been in Wyoming, man, I'll tell you what, there ain't much out there. Some parts of it, they're not even a tree. So I'm standing out there hitchhiking. Oh, you already know this story, huh? Damn, man, shut the fuck up, bitch. What you got? Hey, hold on a second. What you got that's so interesting to say? You think these people want to listen to you fucking talk? They didn't pay for you to come in here and talk. Yeah, my brother. Thank you. I just want to tell a little story. You can talk most of the show, but if I catch you talking, I'm going to jump down there, I'm going to pull you by the ear and drag you out. And if you don't think I can do that, you got the wrong motherfucker here. Here we go, I'm gonna try it again. I want 99% of these people here, they're my soul brothers and sisters. A couple people wanna talk, there's the door right there. I'll even give you your fucking money back, but I wanna tell this story. So I was hitchhiking out there. And I know how to ignore something. Anyway, it was really warm, you know, and like when the highway gets hot, it kind of has like a mirage down at the bottom, you know, where it goes like this. So you're looking wet, and these roads, man, they so straight. They go for like 100 miles, don't even bend. And down at the bottom, I saw this like mirage. And me in my brain, I'm dreaming like, man, I just wish some girl would come, beautiful girl in a brand new car, and come and pick me up hitchhiking and take me somewhere. And like, you know, I might as well have been dreaming and a flying saucer come and pick me up about the same effect. But you know, you can dream, and I was all dirty and things like that, and I look just about like I look now, not so great, you know. Anyway, I see a car come out of the mirage, coming right towards me, this car coming. And I go, damn, man, I believe it's a Mustang. And then I get closer and I see this, I'm pretty sure it's a white Mustang coming. And it come closer and closer and closer. I go, damn, this is a brand new Mustang, 1967 Mustang. And it come up and pull right up next to me. And I look down in there, I go like this. And I go, oh, damn, man, the most beautiful girl is driving this car. And so, because I'm pretty sure it's not for me, I look around to see who she's stopping for. So this is out in the middle of the prairie, and there ain't even like a tree. And I look around, and she goes, no, you. And she opened the door up, and I get down in there, and I look, I go, oh, damn. And I'm like, she goes, where are you going? I can't even talk. I'm so tongue-tied. I'm just sitting there like. And then she get bored after a while. I didn't say a word, man. And then she turn on the radio, and this song come on the radio, and the song was talking for me. This boy who was singing the song, he was like telling like, well, the story of my life at that time. At the same time, he was singing to the girl, and I didn't have to say nothing, and I never forgot this song, and that's why I wanted to play it for you, if it's all right. Yeah.